This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm looking at weather and it, you know, sunny and nice all week. It looks a lot like last week, like sort of peaking heat over the course of the week and then cooler over the weekend, although it looks like kind of a warm-up on Sunday. But I hope you had a nice weekend wherever you were. Happy Monday. It's actually a nice sunny day today. It says here 72 and sunny for the high today.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's, you can't argue with that. All right, let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app you can get, and then you can listen to this show or... No, there's no or. You can listen to this show on radio.com all the time, every day. We love for you to do that. Radio.com's an app. Get it for your phone. Thank you. All right. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with The Handmaid's Tale. Can I just tell you, you are a sicko, and the people who make that show, they're sickos too.
Yeah,
that is
definitely.
That show is impossible. I just cannot believe.
Yeah. You gonna keep watching it, or you?
Have watched two more episodes over the weekend, and to be honest, Christina blasted through the first season and is deep into the second already, and I'm like, what?
Oh, so you guys have separated your?
Oh yeah, watching. Oh yeah.
She's
absolutely.
Like, I gotta watch this crap.
She loves it. She loves it, and
well,
I don't
it's
know.
Great. It's horrifying, but great. The acting is insanely good. It's too real. It's great.
Right, except all those scenes are just rape scenes.
Well, not all of them, then.
Well, yeah. Actually, I just saw the one that wasn't and was like, wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
I don't have any idea what her motive behind that was.
She needs to get pregnant.
Oh, so that's it. She's just like, way I'm going to get this done.
Maybe, it's a complicated new world there, and there'll be repercussions from that, as you might imagine, and you'll see those. It's so good. God damn, that show's good.
I don't know if it is or not.
It is. It's good.
Yeah, have you finished it, Bryn?
I haven't. I watched a lot of it.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm surprised.
It's long. You know, those episodes are very long, but it is really good. I just
can't
find the time.
What are there, three seasons?
I think so. Let me double check that.
Yeah, I think there's three. Hey, can you see if there's a fourth one coming too? I'm dying. Like, the third season was crazy. Although I will say the first season is the book, The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, okay.
And so post that, season two, season three, they're figuring out their on their own what's going to happen to June and the people that she knows.
It's supposed to be coming out this fall. The fourth season.
All right. Well, anyway, that show's sick.
It's despair porn. There's no question.
Yikes. So I'll begin here with the coronavirus. Here's some news on that. As New York City starts to loosen restrictions, New York City had become the epicenter of the coronavirus here in the United States, but they're getting back to business. So hopefully, as they're doing it slowly, but mm-hmm. they are... It looks like subways are going to start to run again.
Which is crazy.
Like, people are going to go back to work. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people getting to go back to work. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal. So we'll see how that goes. It's been a couple rough months for the city, but it's been rough for everyone in the United States, as we've now reached, unfortunately, 110,000 deaths here in the U.S. from coronavirus.
Damn.
So I don't need to tell you, that's a lot.
It is.
Let me see if there's any. I do. Scientists have found a possible connection between blood types and how hard COVID-19 hits a person.
Really?
People with type A blood may be 50% more likely to wind up on oxygen or a ventilator. That, again, you know, this, we've all dealt with the one step forward, we take that back thing. So yeah. I'm just going to report these things and then, you know, we'll see where they go.
I'm a type A. I don't know what John's blood type is. John is convinced that he had it. He's going to get the antibody test. I think he's got a time scheduled. You know, they're doing kind of the drive-by thing like they were doing with the testing. So he's going to go and see if he's got antibodies for it. It'll be, because if he had it, then I don't know how the rest of us in this house escaped it.
Well, that's it. I feel the same way.
You feel like you had it.
I had everything they described I had, and yet somehow I tested positive for the flu.
Yeah.
There was no COVID-19 test at the time, but this was right as it was hitting,
yes,
you know, the country.
I remember.
And I was
out
taken
for a couple days,
out.
A week
I coughed
or two
for 48 hours straight. No joke. Like, I couldn't. I laid in bed, but there was no sleeping. I couldn't stop coughing. And so that's why I ultimately went to the doctor, because normally I would just ride out the flu.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
you're hearing about this whole COVID-19 thing. And
I thought, okay, I'll get checked before I try to return to work. And turns out I had the flu, so I went with that. But I'll be curious to see how it goes for him.
Yeah, me too. I'm dying to see, because he's convinced. So, and it manifests differently in everybody, it sounds like. I mean, some people are having gastric distress. And
right.
And they're like, well, this is clearly not it.
And
it turns out that
though,
it is.
If he had it and you guys didn't get it, that might make me rethink whether I should go get tested, because I felt like I had it. But no, everybody in my house didn't get it. So, you know, maybe that's just the way that went. We have heard there are carriers who don't show symptoms, or people
totally asymptomatic who had it, passed it, and just did not suffer from it.
At my house, since March, I guess, we've moved the cars out of the garage, and that's become the wait station for food and other goods to come into the home, where each thing is wiped down with some cleaning type agent. 39% of Americans admit they've probably done something risky with bleach during the pandemic.
Oh.
That includes 19% who said they bleached their fruits and vegetables.
Oh.
18% used it on their bare skin. And unfortunately, 5% drank or gargled bleach.
What?
For the record, as we broadcast to a lot of people,
oh,
I want to point out that that is not to be
done.
Don't
do that.
Ever. Are you crazy?
I'm astounded that 5% of people have done something with bleach in their mouth. That is unbelievable.
No.
I'm floored.
So one of the things that apparently is coming back, and now I do this story because I know you've taken up roller skating again. You've got videos of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's back. The outbreak of COVID has brought back roller skating as a trendy outdoor activity.
I will say that I've gotten on the rollerblades one other time than the video that I put up there.
Oh, only the one?
They're not for me. You know what I like? I like the quad roller. I like roller skating. I'm good at it. I don't have any roller skates, but if I was going to do that, I would do it with roller skates, not with rollerblades.
Right.
But there's, you know, I can see why people like the rollerblades if they like to go fast and don't like brakes. You know, it's fine. Yeah, baby, Xanadu. Bring back the roller skates with leg warmers and tights. Come on, Olivia. Xanadu. Oh, God, I love that soundtrack.
Couple other quick notes. Plastic surgeons say they're bottlenecking as they've been flooded with requests of people coming out of hiding looking for their Botox shots. I had no idea that this was such a normal, regular thing among normal people, but it is. And it
sounds
like
not just people from Fresno anymore.
It looks like you have friends who are also using
regularly.
The Botox.
And, absolutely. Yeah. You should get Botox, Sarah. Really? Must I? Could I just not? Will you still like me?
I wanted to do this story, and I'm not quite sure. I don't really understand it all yet. I heard of a policeman shot and killed here right down the street from where I live in Ben Lomond. So it's in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Okay.
Did you hear this story?
No, I didn't hear it. Tell me.
Yeah, I know because I'm, you know, in the Santa Cruz County that I'm it's probably getting to me more than others. But this is a case where a guy with a child and a pregnant wife was killed when he responded to a call for a suspicious van. It turns out the guy, an active duty Air Force sergeant, he's been arrested in an ambush style shooting death of a deputy here in Santa Cruz County. Stephen Carrillo is 32, stationed at Travis Air Force Base. He's apparently part of a military police unit. He was arrested at the hospital. He had non-life-threatening injuries, but was clearly injured when he was stopped from his shooting rampage.
Uh-huh.
They say that Damon Gutzwiller, 38, father of one and another baby on the way, was killed at work.
So he was just responding to
he was
a
responding
suspicious...
to a call for a suspicious van
parked
this
somewhere.
Guy, yeah, it was right here in the area, and it ended up being an ambush style killing. So there was a report of a vehicle. They followed it, and it turns out this person had bad intentions. So, and they're saying now that as I read the story, I'm like, wait a minute, his wife's dead too? So the guy, the shooter, his wife, Monica Lee Scott Carrillo, died in May of 2018, and they're calling it a suicide. Maybe they're going to look into it again now that this guy's clearly got
issues.
Murder. Well, he murdered a police.
Right.
You know, and tried to take more. Another guy was hit. They say struck by shrapnel from the bomb or gunfire, but he's going to be okay.
Oh. Boy, that's
so this went down right near my house. It's really, there's a lot there. So as I get more info, I'll try to keep you up to date on it. But it's just terrible to see that a police doing his job ended up dead. And he's got a little baby on the way. Awful. Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
There's a 41-year-old woman named Decca Ahmed in London. Back on April 15th, she broke quarantine to visit her 28-year-old ex-boyfriend, Sylvester's Rullis.
If the world was ending, you'd come over, right?
She showed up at his house with a bottle of wine, and he invited her inside. He poured the wine into tumblers.
Okay. Not wine glasses.
Right, which was apparently a crucial mistake.
Oh,
it
is
set
that
her off.
So? Oh, Jesus.
Well, look.
I wonder why
here,
they broke up.
It says here that he's an ex-boyfriend. And so...
You don't just pour my wine into any random glass and some jelly jar from your cabinet.
I've been a bad boyfriend. I admit it. I've had... relationships
you?
Where
impossible
you're
things
so
easy
didn't work out, and I am easy, by the way, just for the record. You
very flexible
that. Well, that's not true, but I at least you know.
Uh-huh. Yep.
What are you looking for?
Nothing.
All right.
I thought I heard something, but I didn't.
Anyway, I say that because I know what it's like when you're with someone and you do something and they look at you like, you did it again. You. Anyway.
I have to go.
She's She was set off. She slapped him a bunch of times for pouring the wine into a tumbler.
Oh, for God's sake. People are so exhausting.
I know. And then she hit his roommate with a belt.
Oh.
And then she pooped on their doorstep.
How
on her
is
way
pooping
out.
On her on someone's doorstep less offensive than pouring wine into tumblers?
I don't know, but I that's, you know,
I don't understand her rationale. Like, I mean, I thought
she,
first I thought she was all classy and she needed her, you know, she needed a stem on her wine glass. And then she pooped on their, like, I'm sorry, but you've undermined your entire argument, lady. Like, you're just, you're the problem here.
Yeah.
If there was any question as to who the problem is, it's her. If the world is ending, don't come over, right?
Right.
Oh, this is her? She's pretty.
Yeah, she
I
is.
Mean,
huge forehead.
Poop should never be involved in anything.
I agree. Never you never poop should never happen anywhere except privately in a bathroom, and no one should ever talk about it. Look at her. Look at that. That's a giant forehead.
I see that.
That's huge.
Although
I've never seen a huger forehead than that.
There's two pictures there, and that person that they don't look alike. So which one is she?
She's both of them.
Oh, just a different hairstyle, right?
Yeah, she just
one's
you know,
covering the forehead
in
more.
One of them, she's covering the forehead more.
Well, and in
the other,
one of
I mean,
them,
honestly,
she's a white
her...
girl, and the other one, she's a black girl. What are you
well,
talking
that
about?
That could be a lighting thing. I don't
All
know.
All right.
She her eyebrows though are like absolutely center in her on her face. Like there's so much head there.
Well,
I can't get past it.
All
and
right.
That chick'll duke on your front step. Just so we're clear. You know. I'm keeping my five head covered. I don't want to be in any way associated with a Duke girl. Jesus.
Our text number is 800-400-3690. Yeah, you don't want to be, you don't. And okay, and for the record, that lady should grow bangs. Is that what you want to tell her?
Yes. Oh, God.
Or cut bangs, however that's done, I guess.
Or really have some hair implants put. I mean, let's Barbie doll that up right there, you know, with the little dots of hair coming out. I mean, that really needs to be taken care of. Among other things, like your mental issues with the duking on the front steps. And get over it, you know. Drink the water out of, drink the bottle, the wine right out of the bottle if you're worried
about
it.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe he doesn't have wine glasses, he's a bachelor. Yeah.
Right. Duh. Plus, he's your ex. You shouldn't
you already
have that.
Knew, right?
Yeah, I mean, you should already know what this guy is, how this guy
is. Gee, I wonder who broke up with who. She sounds difficult.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. So this show has a friend from the Santa Cruz Sentinel. His name's Steve.
Hey,
here's
Steve.
His text. 831 writes, Steve from the Sentinel here. Vin, check your Facebook Messenger for more shooting details. The story about the officer is much worse than reported. Okay,
oh.
I will do that. It's absolutely baffling. Yeah, somehow there was a dispensary nearby that ended up part of the story.
Oh, it seemed very uncoagulated.
There's a lot going on there.
Told us.
So I'll try to get to the bottom of it and report that. Let's see. The guy in Ben Lomond carjacked two people at gunpoint as well and had a homemade bomb-making materials in his van. Yeah, there's
yeah,
a ton.
You mentioned that it could have been shrapnel from a bomb. It could have been, I mean, I have a million questions.
Yeah, it's well, so it happened over the weekend and we'll probably know. Maybe I'll know more next news break.
Maybe.
What's That'd coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the four-hour Dear Class of 2020 special that aired yesterday. And more
right
after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.